Now back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
The NBA draft is tomorrow. The Denver Nuggets, as it stands, pick 22nd. Now, we know for the last, quite frankly, year and a half or more, they have been interested in acquiring Jrue Holiday out of New Orleans. He was dealt to Milwaukee for a king's ransom of selections. And joining us now, courtesy of Bud Weiser, our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore, joins us. Follow him on Twitter at HB Basketball. And Matt, let's start with the Holiday trade. Are you surprised that they got that much for a guy whose contract is expiring?
The Nuggets were certainly surprised that they got that much for a guy who's expiring. I think, you know, Holiday's representatives have been in contact with multiple teams to talk about his willingness to extend there. And so the feeling is largely that the Bucks probably got an agreement up front that he would sign an extension after the 6 months moratorium after following a trade is up. It also meant that they can, you know, that Jonathan Kumpo is likely to sign his max extension as well, which is a key part of this. My understanding is that the Nuggets felt there's a good chance that Holiday would sign that extension with them, but at the end of the day, they simply weren't going to give up three picks for Jrue Holiday. Would the Nuggets give up three picks for a player? Yes. But that player is going to have to be an MVP level. Otherwise, it's just too much for them to give up. They wanted Holiday. They were aggressive in Holiday. Everything I've been told leads me to believe that it was probably them and the Bucks. If the Bucks had walked away, it was probably going to be Denver. But ultimately, Milwaukee was in a position where, needing to keep Giannis, they were willing to give whatever it took, and Denver wasn't. And so that's why Jrue Holiday is headed to Milwaukee.
I have no problem with the Nuggets not giving up that much for Jrue Holiday. At the same time, too often, it seems like when the Nuggets try to go get a trade done and go shoot for the stars and go get a big deal done, they always seem to be left holding the bag. In this particular offseason now, who is next? Because the plan was clearly to basically go get Jrue Holiday. They couldn't do it. Is there someone else that they think they could target that they might be able to get that they like as a fit?
Yeah, there are, I would say, a handful of guys that they're going to continue to be aggressive with in trying to acquire. This was a big swing, I think, for them as a guy, and there were a lot of reasons for it. There was a pre-existing relationship. There was familiarity with the front office. Like, it was just a good fit, all of those things. But I think that the Nuggets will probably continue. But I know the Nuggets will continue to pursue things. Now, Bradley Beal is the easy next name, but once again, Washington reasserted today that they're not going to trade Bradley Beal. Now they're looking to trade John Wall, which that's a confusing kind of twist on things in terms of what they said, which is they were going to keep Wall and Beal, and now it's like, well, they might be trading John Wall. But I would lean towards the idea that still the Wizards are going to resist that trade. And so if Beal's off the market, if you're looking for two-guard help, it gets tight, you know. Zach LaVine, I don't think, fits the Nuggets culture or what they kind of look for. You know, I don't think Buddy Hield is the kind of player that they're really looking for. So it's going to be tough, I think, finding a fit for what the Nuggets are going to want on the market. We'll have to wait and see, but they are going to continue, I think, to be aggressive in pursuing a move to augment the starting unit.
So presumably in the starting lineup this year, Michael Porter Jr. will be part of it, and that's one of the guys that's not going in any potential deal. But who is available for the Nuggets beyond picks? My guess is that we were talking about Gary Harris, we're talking about Will Barton, we're talking about Monte Morris. Is there anyone else?
I think Harris, Barton, and Morris are the three names that I think you can say are absolutely available. Bol Bol is another name I would put on the table.
Okay.
Just because, as Bol Bol is a fan favorite and everyone's really excited about his potential. But that's kind of the point, right? Like, if you're going to trade, if you want to pull off a big trade, you need an asset. And Bol is a very tantalizing prospect. He's raw. He's young. It's cost controlled. not going to cost you a whole lot in terms of the money input on that. Huge skill set, you know, giant body. Like, he is the exact type of person, that player that you try and use in trade talks. So I think Bull you have to include in those conversations. But I think Harris and Barton are the starting point along with a pick, whether this year or in the future.
If the Nuggets can't get a deal done to improve the starting lineup, presumably they will end up keeping their first-round draft pick. They're not going to find an impact starter at 22, at least not immediately. So where do you think they'll go when you're talking about positions or particular prospects?
I still think that they're going to take a big man. I think if they're at 22, they're going to take a big. And there's guys that we talked about there before. Jalen Smith out of Maryland, I think, is a sneaky good option at 6'10". Isaiah Stewart out of Washington, you and I have talked about before as being an option. I don't think that there's a lot of wings at that range, but I don't think that they're necessarily as interested in those. I think if they were going for a guard, they're going to try and move up to acquire one. And that's possible, but it's hard for me to envision what a deal looks like. It's just that there are so many teams looking to move back. And there's so many trades that are on the table. If Denver can sneak into a three-way deal that gives up a player that isn't essential to the core, that moves them up, they'll probably look to do that. Just because there's talent there to be able to acquire, and after the holiday deal, there's not as much of an impulse to, you know, there's going to be fewer options. So I think it's possible they'll look to move up if they're going guard. But if those deals don't come about, and I don't really expect them to, I still think they go big at 22.
How much does the draft tomorrow, now that they missed out on holiday, increase the pressure on getting a deal done within the next, you know, fewer than 24 hours? If they wait beyond the draft, do they feel that they're still in a good position to make a trade?
Yeah, they'll still be in a good position because you can always trade the player that you acquire later as part of a package. The pick is always more valuable, but 22nd pick in this draft isn't going to make or break a deal anyway. So that they won't be in a remarkably different situation. And also, one of the reasons the holiday trade didn't go through for Denver was that Denver doesn't feel like they have to make a deal. They've been aggressive in looking to make a deal. They want to try and find upgrades to make the team the best it can be. But at their very core, the team still very much is in the mindset of, the team made the Western Conference Finals as is. And that's going to provide them a whole lot of resistance to leveraging themselves because they know that this formula works. You need to improve. The rest of the West is improving. That's absolutely true. But if you think that that's maybe the biggest obstacle, honestly, in their pursuits outside of just who's available, is the fact that how do you really convince yourself that, oh, we've got to pay, you know, there's got to be a little bit of pain because we've got to improve. We made the Western Conference Finals last year, and that I think is going to be one of the challenges for Denver in the trade market.
Talking to Matt Moore, HP Basketball on Twitter, and Matt, looking at free agency later this week, what is the outlook for Jeremy Grant? I know things are positive for the Nuggets in returning him to the team, but what other teams might be a threat to the Nuggets to go ahead and steal Grant away?
So the Phoenix trade didn't take them entirely out of the Jeremy Grant pursuits, but it hurt because the timing of the trade means that the Suns are going to have less money, less available cap room. So the Suns are not out of it, but they're also less likely. Similarly, there's been reports tonight, and it's the same stuff I've heard. Atlanta is looking to make big moves. Like, they are targeting several people, including Gordon Hayward. Danilo Gallinari is on their list of targets. If that's who they're going after, especially if the Hayward deal goes through, they won't have the room to pursue a deal for Grant. So that's another name that you can maybe cross off the list. So a number of threats for the Nuggets to get a deal done with Grant is diminishing. And part of that is because the feeling around the league is that Grant going back to Denver is not a done deal, but they feel it's very likely. They think that they're going to have to pry him loose. And not a lot of teams are looking to go in that direction, given what they've heard.
He is Matt Moore. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at HP Basketball, our Nuggets insider, especially when you're talking about the draft coming up and that free agency coming up. And it might have surprised you that it's up this quick. So make sure you give Matt a follow for all the latest and greatest. We love having him on here for all the news that we get. So here it is. We're back at it, my friend. Already back into the draft and free agency. Looking forward to touching base with you after things sort of settle and find out where the Nuggets are going next. Appreciate the time tonight and have fun with the draft.
All right, talk soon, Sean.
All right, thank you. Matt Moore, brought to you by our friends at Budweiser, the official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. So that is going to be fascinating, that they really were trying to get Holiday, that they weren't going to give away as much as the Bucks did. And quite frankly, I don't think they should have. There are trades that the Nuggets, I think, should have gone a little bit harder to finish off. But that much, I don't think that was one of them. But hopefully they'll be aggressive, because I get the Nuggets' perception that, yes, they made the Western Conference Finals, and they did. And they played against the Lakers better than the Heat did. At the same time, they had to come back from three games down. You know, it was elimination games over and over again the whole time to do it. So it's a matter of getting better than where they are, and maybe a leap is necessary to get a little bit further. So we'll find out what they do. Well, by this time tonight, the Denver Broncos have found themselves with some lousy field position, especially against the Raiders. This has been a problem at times all year. How can they fix it? We'll talk about that next.